The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ray O'Donoghue is Dublin's first nighttime economy advisor, and he is with me to talk about, well, the tourists who are ambling about the city as we speak, Ray, lots of them, thankfully, and ambling around different parts of the country as well, enjoying maybe the breaks in the rain and having enjoyed the good sunshine. What they won't have enjoyed, some of them maybe, is the reality that lots of places close at 2:30 in the morning, or certainly what's left open effectively closes at 2:30 in the morning. Does it have an impact on tourism?
I think the point came about from conversations I had with people that work in the 24-hour spa on Dame Street. I know the guys quite well in there, and they said tourists are coming up to them all the time saying, where do we go now? And they're like, go to the hotel, go to Airbnb, there is nowhere else to go. And they're kind of astounded. It's like, really, Dublin? And when I'm away, I've been away a few times this year, speaking on a couple of panels, nighttime industry and so on, and they're surprised. They're like, really, Dublin finishes at 2:30? I mean, they think of Dublin as a economically booming, you know, fun city, culturally diverse, all of those things. But they're just quite surprised that we do finish at 2:30 in the morning, which is, I think, the next nearest is Helsinki. And their license laws go till 5:00 in the morning. So, and with the risk of being labelled as the guy who's pushing for the 5 a.m. Opening times, my point is, just the choice should be there. And I think that's really the main point.
Frank Murray is with us as well as President of the Royal College of Physicians of Ireland. Frank, do you think we should change the licensing laws?
First of all, I'm not president of the RCPI anymore. I'm past president, but I'm chairman of Alcohol Action Ireland. I think we should change the licensing laws, and I think we should reform them and we should make them more rational. But we certainly shouldn't extend licensing hours. There's tremendous evidence, international data, which shows that the longer we sell alcohol for, the more harms there are, the more likely people are to have accidents, the more people die on the roads after, in the hour or two afterwards, the more violence there is. So they're very strong, and an increase in crime. So, you know, that's just from increasing the alcohol trading hours by hour. You know, I think that most tourists come here and don't want to spend all night up drinking. And I think if people want to spend all night up, I think that we should not be making alcohol available all night. Irrespective of the comparisons with other countries, there are many other countries where you can't drink all night. So it's wrong to say it's the norm. It is not the norm.
What when you say you'd be in favour of reform and a more sensible approach, more reflective of reality, what does that look like?
Well, for instance, I think communities should have a much greater role in deciding the licensing hours where they live. For instance, there was an article in Saturday's Irish Times, the same paper that Ray had an article in, where Frank McDonald was complaining that the Temple Bar had become a boozerama place and that it was a very difficult place to live. So, I mean, you know, I think that there are very big downsides besides the health argument around extending licensing hours and opportunities to drink through the night. I mean, I'm speaking from a health point of view. I work as a liver doctor. I see people die from alcohol all the time. I've seen many, many people die from alcohol over my career, and we're trying to reduce the risk of that happening. And we do that in a country where alcohol consumption rose absolutely enormously over a period of 50 years and has fallen over the last 15 or 20 years to substantially less than it was. But we're still drinking. We're still drinking per drinker 50% more than the low-risk alcohol guidelines. So there's an enormous amount of alcohol consumption going on, and we shouldn't be doing anything, I think, that makes it easier for people to drink. Rather, we should be approaching alcohol rather like we approach the roads with road safety. In other words, we've lots of different measures to reduce problems on the road, and we should have the same in terms of alcohol, I think.
Ray, you and I have spoken a lot about kind of your vision for the nighttime economy, and it's much broader than just serving you know, beer and wine and spirits.
Definitely,
right through the night. It's a much, much bigger picture with loads of offerings to people, cultural and what have you. But would you have misgivings about extending licensing laws, given what Frank describes?
I think the regulated alcohol intake is a safer environment than unregulated. And there is a sale of alcohol bill there. It's been approved by the cabinet since October 2022. I'm not the policymaker. I'm just wondering why it still hasn't been overhauled. The license laws go back to 1872. They're still being in use today. the Public Dance Hall Act from 1935. So I do agree that there should be an overhaul to the system. And I completely see Frank's point. I'm not an advocate for excess alcohol by any means. I'm just an advocate for bringing Dublin into line with European counterparts and giving people that choice. I think the young people today are, we need to give them a little bit more respect than we're giving them, you know. I see my daughters are at that age and they're not drinking as much alcohol, nowhere near as much as maybe I did or, you know, we did back in at that age. So I think it's just about giving them choices, and there's quite a lot of stuff that you can do in Dublin that isn't based around alcohol.
Do you worry at all that some of those, you know, the cultural offerings that you and I have had conversations about, that they might be undermined by longer licensing laws? That, you know, when you've got a city maybe that's a reputation for being a boozy destination, that kind of takes over. It sucks up all the oxygen in the room.
I'm not saying everyone should be out until 5 o'clock in the morning. By any means.
No, but that other people will have a perception that that's the offering in Dublin late into the night.
I mean, there may be your stag part, whatever that might be. You know, I just think overall the choice should be there. I think if we flick the switch tomorrow and that did become enacted tomorrow, I don't think that many people would, or many premises would take up the offering. I just think that choice, it's worked in other countries as well, where they've staggered closing, less antisocial behaviour. That's a proven point, fact. There's less people fighting over their taxis or their kebabs or whatever it might be, and everyone's not getting thrown out on the street at 2:30 in the morning. And it's a more civilised approach.
Frank, are you encouraged by a change of attitude, or perceived change of attitude amongst younger people when it comes to alcohol?
Well, there certainly has been some change. There's no doubt about that. And more people are abstaining from alcohol for very good reasons, because they're more concerned about their health. And I think that's something to be commended. I think the idea that giving choice is a great idea is one that's overrated. I think if we want to, I think if we're serious about wanting to stagger closing times, we should move them forward. We should bring them earlier and say close them, some of them, instead of saying it's 2:30, it's, you know, 2 o'clock and 1:30, rather than push them the other way around. Do you know, there's great evidence from other countries where they've collected the data carefully, that the longer you sell alcohol for, the more alcohol you sell. That's why the industry wants it, irrespective of what Ray wants. And I appreciate the sensitivity that he's expressing there. But the industry wants us to sell much more alcohol so that they make much more profit. And the people on the other side, like WHO, World Health Organization, and other organizations that are involved in trying to reduce alcohol harms, they would say that there's a huge body of evidence that shows that shorter hours of sale for alcohol are a much better thing, and restricting the numbers of outlets selling alcohol are a much better thing. Now, that's not to say, Kieran and Ray, that we shouldn't have activities at night. I'm not arguing that. I just think they shouldn't be associated with alcohol. It's quite a different thing.
All right. Well, listen, Frank, we appreciate the time. Frank Murray, who's a former president of the RCPI, now with Alcohol Action Ireland, and Ray O'Donoghue, Dublin's first nighttime economy advisor. Ray, thank you as well. Thanks a million for coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.